In the previous year, we discussed how certain kitzin, where neskayim came to fulfillment through the advancement of pnimiyas haTorah, spreading of chassidus. We had previously mentioned the ketz of the Malbim for the year Tafresh Ayin Gimel. And we said at that point there was World War I that happened. There was also a very special advance of chassidus at that time. The most famous hamshich, the longest hamshich of the Rebbe Rashab, is the hamshich Ayin Beis. It's called Ayin Beis, Tafresh Ayin Beis, even though it goes for 4 years straight, from Tafresh Ayin Beis to Tafresh Ayin Vav. It's the deepest, longest hamshich of chassidus. And I want to tell you something very interesting about that hamshich. In Tavshin Lamed Zayin, they wanted to reprint it. The Rebbe said he's afraid to reprint it. He says the Sitra Achra will fight him if he reprints it. He's afraid to reprint this hamshich. It's such kedusha, he knows he's going to get tzaris from it. So he's asking that all chassidim chip in a dollar to print it. This way, if the tzibur prints Ayin Beis, so then the gzeira won't be so strong. It's interesting that right after that was the story, Tav Shlamet Ches, Rebbe had a heart attack. And the next time the Rebbe asked to reprint it was Tav Shinun Beis, right before the stroke. But the point is that Hamshech Ayin Beis is a very, very strong and deep connection to the Inyan of Chassidus. The next thing I want to explain to the Olam here is a very interesting thing. There's another step towards bringing Mashiach. And that is the Rabbeim leaving Russia and coming to America. The whole change of scenery from Russia to America is, the Rebbe says, is a stage of bringing Mashiach. Why? Because until then, Chassidus and Torah was in Chatzi Kadur Elyon, in that part of the world. Bringing Chassidus to what the Rebbe calls Chatzi Kadur Tachten, all the way to this part of the world, was the last step before Mashiach. And that's how the Rebbe explains why the Eibishter made it that the Rebbeim, the Friedrich Rebbe, had to move to America. It wasn't just to run away from the Nazis, but rather America's Nit Andersh to bring Kedusha to this part of the world, making the entire world ready for Mashiach. Now, it's fascinating, some very interesting events. The Malbim writes that the Ketz is in the year Tafresh Ayin Gimel, but it will extend 14 years. And he says it's going to finish in the year Tafresh Peches. This is what the Malbim writes. It's interesting that in Tafresh Peches, that is when the Rabbeim, the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Rebbe left Russia. The first step out of Russia to the next part of the world was Tafresh Peches started the movement out of Russia. That's when the Rabbeim left Russia. Now what's very fascinating is that there are two separate kitzin. There's the ketz of Rav Don Yosef Aben Yichaya, who said the ketz is in the year Hey Tavshin. And then you had the famous tzaddik, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who was the oldest Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And he said the ketz is in the year Tavshin Aleph. In other words, one tzaddik said Tavshin, and the other one said Tavshin Aleph. And what's interesting is Tavshin, the Friedrich Rebbe came to America. Tavshin Aleph, that's when the Rebbe came to America. In other words, these two kitzin is two kitzin in bringing Apatis Hayados down here to this world. Then there was another ketz, the Friedrich Rebbe spoke about Tavshin Gimel. In Tavshin Gimel, there was a tremendous, the Hamshech Tavshin Gimel of the Friedrich Rebbe, the very deep Hamshech Chassidus. And also, that is when, of course, the change in World War II started in Tavshin Gimel, 1943-44. That's when the Allied forces started the change and the destruction of Germany. The positive turn in the war came in Tavshin Gimel, 43-44. There's another interesting ketz. This Ketz is from the Arizal. The Arizal wrote that one of the kits in his Tavshin Lamed Vav. So I was thinking to myself, what happened in Tavshin Lamed Vav? In other words, what do we see different in Tavshin Lamed Vav that that happened that brought the world closer to Mashiach? Firstly, I realized if you open up the Yoyim Yoyim, in the Akdom of the Yoyim Yoyim, it brings out all the things, like, so to speak, that Rebbe did over the years. Right? And each year brings what he did. Tavshin Lamed Vav, Rebbe started a fascinating thing. Sending Shluchim to Eretz HaKodesh started in Tavshin Lamed Vav. Rebbe took, I think, 10 families or 12 families a year, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, and he sent them Shliches from Arches HaBris to Eretz Yisrael, which was another very big shlav in, so to speak, Kibush HaAretz, bringing the Rebbe to Eretz Yisrael and getting the world, you know, getting one step closer. Another fascinating Tavshin Lamed Vav was the Rebbe starting Yeshivas Lubav at Cincinnati, meaning getting the world one step closer, obviously, to Mashiach. That's when the Rebbe sent the Baruchim Shluchim to start the yeshiva here, and sent Rabbi Lifshitz to be the Rosh Yeshiva here. That's the advancement of bringing on the fighting the reform with Pnimius HaTorah in Cincinnati was obviously a tremendous step and Achanas HaOlam to getting the world closer to Mashiach. The latest Ketz we find is for the years Tavshin Samach. Tavshin Samach, the Chesed Lavram and the Yalka Ruveni, they both bring down Tavshin Samach. So, for sure we can say at this point that Kolu Kol HaKitzin Kipshutei. All these Kitzin, all the times for the Eish Ratzin, they've all passed, come and gone, and all great things have happened. But we want to say, like Debe Marash said, but we need Mashiach Lamata Me'asora Tvochim. But in the next couple shiurim, we have to explain, so if this is the case, that a ketz could happen in a spiritual way, and bringing Mashiach in a spiritual way, what is that different than the Rebbe's Havtacha of Hinei Zeh Mashiach Ba? And that we're going to explain in the upcoming shiur.